question, Joyce.
Oh, I was just going to tell you when you were closed.
No, no. I thought you were going to turn it off. Hold on. I am going to turn it back on. Oh. So, because if you had something incredible happen to you, it's really an honor to hear that. And as you know, when we speak something, it manifests it. It helps to, is that okay if we do it?
Yes, of course.
And before, just I want to fill your heart with something and to know that it's such an honor for me to be caring for your grandmother's crystal wine decanter. And I think of you like so often I have flowers in it now.
It's thrilling for me to know that. I just feel such a deep connection through generations. It's really nice.
So what was your breakthrough, Joyce Anderson?
When we were talking about, when you were speaking about creating, you've said it before, and I went, yes. But it's like you finally wave over that the reason we can create healing is because we are creating a new life form from the collective unconsciousness. Yes. So we just reach in there and can create it. We can do it for anything political, for anything that needs our assistance on the planet. It is real. It is there. That's why it's a whole deeper level to me than I ever realized, because the work is so incredible on its own, but we do co-create. And you've said that, but it's like you go into that gap, the place between thoughts, the place where anything is possible, and change the planet and change ourselves. It was just so stellar today to get that on that deep level, like everybody's knees and everybody's hips and everybody's everything. It's not just verbiage. It is the reality of a co-creation with the divine. Or yes, the divine creating through us, actually. We are God, as Shirley MacLaine has said. You know, we are. And that's not being disrespectful either.
Exactly. What do we think runs this body? Every cell in the body. I mean, all you have to do is think about that. My blood flows, my lymph works, I can speak, the lungs work. That is a miracle. We are miracles.
We are miracles. That is the wow, the big wow. And the fact that we are vessels.
Yes.
And, you know, you've said it before. And a few days ago, because of politics, I live close to D.C., I finally thought, wait a minute. And I just did a big heart hug. And I got so full of gratitude. And I thought, I am a vessel for my soul. And I put my arms up and I started dancing around and giggling and laughing. And now if I go down, I just go to that moment and it's all there. So I can watch political things and just say, it's okay, do a little heart hug. It doesn't affect you personally. You can change it with your attitude. It's just wonderful. So thank you.
And hold focus on the world we want to co-create. What is it we would like to see in this world?
Create that life, the form of that life. Thank you.
Yes, just compassion, you know, for all beings, for the planet, for all beings, that there's no separation. I want to show you something, all of you. I want to share this with you about this. I was so honored last year in Vienna to receive this. And this is from the dream, the ever-blossoming dream of Sri Chinmoy. And it's the Peace Run Award for being a torchbearer. And I received this for the body of work that I brought to this compassionate work with animals. And Sri Chinmoy in the 80s, he was an amazing human being. I mean, he had connections with so many countries and presidents, and always came from the fact of this ever-blossoming oneness, seeing all races, religions, creeds as one, and as connecting with nature. It was the what exactly what the ancestors were talking about. In this was in our times in the 1980s, and holding this was his dream, and it is the dream, not the dream. It is a reality that we're here to create in this fifth dimension. This memory of connection of oneness and that divine spark in everything, everything, the rocks, the trees, are everything that we see. What else can it be? And when we can come to that place, and I think it's really worthwhile finding, each one of us comes from a different place in that. That's what's so beautiful, this co-creating heaven on earth. So amazing to me. And I, knowing, just remembering that we're all connected in this way, this is a miracle for me. So Joyce, thank you so much, because look at how many years have we been together, and something clicked today. And it's from all of us being together in this way. Mm-hmm. We all contribute to that, because each one of us at a different point finds this next level. Interesting.
And it's so wonderful to have this mantle to put on our shoulders or to put around us and know there is this interconnectedness that is viable through this wonderful technology that we can then take and spread out from our own circle to, it's just
others around the world. Yes.
We is really me and me is really we. You just flip the M or flip the W, we are one. So.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Joyce Anderson, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for this.
Beautiful. Thank you all for staying on and witnessing this, because we spread this, it's the witnessing, yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yael, how are you doing? After your forest in the desert, that was so beautiful when you shared, of course, being in Israel, you don't have forests like we did on Sunday, going into the forest. I can't hear you very well. Darn, we have really bad reception.
Yes.
It's not working.
I know.
Oh, darn.
Next time. Do you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Now there's still a major crackling.
Yeah, I know. It's been like that all evening.
Oh, what a shame.
Maybe the woman that has the swollen legs, is it possible to try to ask her to do circles with the two legs without the hand, the two legs, or maybe one leg on the floor, or you understand what I'm asking? Like with the leg, without the hand.
And how would you do it? How would you? The sound is so bad. Can you write in the chat?
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
So we're going to have to save it for the next time, because it's not possible. It's really too bad to crack it. So maybe you could, if you have the possibility of writing it in the Facebook, maybe we could send it to it. It's Martine who has dealing with that.
Next time.
If you can write it to me, I'll send it to her.
Okay.
Next time.
Thank you.
Nice to see you all. Karen, you've been quiet.
Yes. Can you hear me?
There you are. Yes.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay, good. I asked the question about the water, so I wasn't totally quiet.
No, I know. I just there. You look so contemplative. And
No, I'm just finding this all so fascinating. When somebody explains something, I just feel what they're getting. And to just as an introduction, I am a Feldenkrais practitioner from San Francisco.
Great.
And I saw you at the summit and felt such joy. I wanted to be a part of your training. So I really appreciate all of this. Thank you.
Thank you. It's such a joy to share in this way.
Uh-huh.
Really amazing to me. Yes. Don, how are you doing? Donna Shagru, yes?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good today. I haven't been good every day.
I know. I've been having a hard time since February. My doctor, I don't know what happened, but my doctor is kind of like flaked out. And she really did a misdiagnosis and mistreatment on me, which caused severe neuropathy from my hip joints to my toes and my elbows to my fingers. And I never had pain there before. And so I've been really using this. I threw away all the medicine she prescribed after she got back to me in 3 weeks, because in 3 weeks it did permanent damage. And the pain was incredible, and I certainly don't need another level of pain. So what I've been doing is the circles, and using aloe vera from the plant.
Yep.
Instead of her cortisone creams and all that stuff, because they're too strong, and my skin is totally burned on my legs in certain places, and I can feel that it's definitely starting to heal. But the one thing that was really awful was that my cat just started to have nothing to do with me. He would like walk in the room, take one look, see me, turn around and leave. And if I called him, he wouldn't come near me. And he's having a real hard time dealing with what I've been going through. And I can tell you that today, for the first time on our first break, I went out to the kitchen to get a drink. And for the first time, he let me touch him. I did little raccoon touches on his head. And it was the first time he didn't run away from me. And he actually let me touch him. So I feel that both of us are working through, you know, this time right now. And I'm using all self-healing, just tea touch. I threw away anything that she prescribed. Got myself a new doctor. That didn't cause such damage, because she really caused awful damage. And I don't understand it, because she used to be really great. So either she's given up because of corporate medicine, they don't let her practice, or she might have an early onset dementia. Even.
So Donna, one of the things, let's just look at some of the tools that we have that we've been using, you know, with T-Touch. And this is where going to the place of Ho'oponopono, because as you know, you've like in her situation, it doesn't, whatever damage has been done, what we need to go beyond that, which you're doing, right?
That's right. I want to reverse the permanent damage that she's done, and I think that I can.
Well, so let's just look at how we can deal with this from terms of the Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness. And so it's about, because that will, as you well know, aid your healing, right? And aid yeah. your capacity to help yourself. So whatever happened, when we place blame outside, we can't do anything about this, but you can do whatever part, because we don't know. I mean, on the Ho'oponopono, for the it's a basic concept of four phrases, and I like to add a fifth, actually.
Right.
And that is, you know, I'm sorry for whatever happened to me. I mean, let's just keep it with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please forgive me. And I, the concept of Ho'oponopono is we say, whatever, for whatever reason this happened to me, let's keep it to me. Please forgive myself for whatever part I played in it. Yeah. Thank you for that forgiveness of myself. And I love you. And I love that, how what finally brought me to a place of really being able to put out this concept. I love that divine spark in every cell in my body. Because many people can't say, I love me when I'm hurting and I, you know, it's just like.
It's true.
You know? But I bet you can love that divine spark, energy, creative energy yeah. in every cell, yes?
Yes.
And so really stay with that and let her go. Send prayers, transmute whatever is going on. You can't do anything about it.
And no, and there's no sense having a confrontation about it either.
Well, it will only make things worse, not better.
That's right. That's what I came to think.
Yona, nice to be with you.
Okay, thank you.
And Donna, so I want you really to think about this. And let's really, it's up to you whether you want to bring her into this forgiveness. But it's Ho'oponopono is really about ourselves. We can only do it ourselves. So we can forgive yourself for whatever part you played. Calling her in at this time, whatever it was, doesn't matter.
But yeah, I probably didn't follow up soon enough or harass her enough to get a call before 3 weeks. And my part was letting it go too long. And so that caused the real damage. That's why I feel that using the touches with the soothing gel will also help me heal. Yep.
And maybe eliminate the word permanent damage. Because
yeah, that's true.
If we look at this possibility, the infinite possibility that Deepak Chopra talks about, when we achieve the stillness of the prayer state, and that's the stillness and the between the touches, connecting with that phenomenal intelligence, that creative intelligence in every cell in our body, we too can help to change whatever is going on with us and keep coming back to that. Anything that says permanent, no, excuse me, what? Oh, wait a minute.
It's not permanent. It was just that it really upset me with the reaction to my cat.
So, but now it's changed, and feel the fact that we're holding you here in our prayers and feel that connection. And you know that. We're here. We're here for you and your kitty. Yeah. And the fourth one, besides, like, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you for the forgiveness. I love you. I love that divine spark in every cell in my body. I love this vessel. Thank heaven for this vessel. And then, and I give this over to a higher power because, yeah. Give that over to that amazing intelligence, creative intelligence in every cell in our body. We got it right here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Blessings. Thank you for sharing. Sending much love to you all. I will just see in case, Denise, if you have anything that you would like to just see, you're good. We're all clear.
No, all things are right in my vacation because I enjoy this today and only hear and see and feel. And very nice.
Beautiful. Yeah,
thank you.
Linda, you're very quiet there. I see you with all your books behind you. Hi. What is your last name? We'll unmute yourself there.
I've never done this before. Linda Fair, Irvine.
What is your last name? I can't hear very well.
Irvine.
Ah, I can't hear. No, we cannot hear you. I hear it like in an echo chamber, but it's not, the words aren't clear. Interesting. Well, nice to see you anyway.
What happened?
Yep.
I don't know what happened.
No, I can hear you better now. I think you're closer to your computer.
No, I'm staying in the same place, but I clicked something to try to maybe bring the sound up, and I now... back to the Zoom sign-in page. I thought I was disconnected.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay, well, okay, no video, but you can hear me, that's fine. I'm enjoying the classes immensely. I hadn't taken them from you until this, you know, this is the second group of 3 months. Enjoying it immensely. My tree story would be from many, many years ago, probably the early 80s. I took a vacation to Lake Tahoe and was by myself and took a walk out into the woods. And this big, tall, wonderful redwood tall tree. And I reached out and I saw my dad's face in the bark. And I gave it a hug and it's been with me forever. So yeah. I know the community, but this.
That is so incredible, Linda, because many, many years ago, I think it was sometime in the 80s, I took a group of children. There were about a dozen children from the Chris Griscom's Nejoni School. And these were kids here from all over the States and Europe. And I took them into the mountains north of Santa Fe. And we worked for a week with a group of wolf dogs. They were like 7/8 and 17/18 wolf. And this special connection with trees, I did the flowering tree ceremony with them. And one of the young men who was, he was maybe 15, was a counselor, was helping with the children because they were between the ages of 10 and 12, 14. And he went out and he talked to the tree and he didn't come back for a long time. I gave most of the children like about 30 minutes to go and sit with the tree. And when he came back, he said, no, I'm going to cry, that his father had died of a heart attack, like with no warning. And he, as he was talking to the tree, his father came to him in the writing that he did and said that he's always with him. And anytime he wanted to be with him, just go and sit with the tree.
Oh, fabulous. My dad died very suddenly in an auto accident in 76.
And in 1976, yeah. And 83,
and this would have been probably, I don't know, maybe 8 years later. I walked up and I saw his face in the bark as clear as could be. And I've had that happen other times with other people as well.
And have you ever connected with him that way since, consciously?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do with him periodically.
Beautiful. And one of the things that I would like to just to remind you, because everybody knows this, if you would just, you know, if we stop to listen, it's very possible just to sit down and write to family or friends who are left, whether it's two-legged or four-legged. It works as well with people and animals. Just write your feelings, how you're feeling, as though they can read and hear, and then ask if they could speak to you, what would they say? And it's really, really, I've got to do that with my parents, although I feel like they're with me every second. My mom, somebody, it was a Russ who had said that he remembered smiling at that point. How many years ago was that, that his wife had gone to a course with me? And this smiling concept with the heart hug that we have, that I didn't know all those years about smile. I didn't know it activates the serotonin, the feel-good hormone. But I learned to smile because my mother used to sit on the edge of the arena at a horse show. And we'd be in a class with a lot of different horses coming around. And every time I'd go by, my mother would say, smile, dear. And it's so funny because if I'm riding a horse and something like they start fooling around or whatever, I just go into smiling. I mean, it's so automatic with me. It's really, so that smiling, that face in the tree, I feel it.
Yeah. My dad and my cousin after he died. And it's facing me on the wall in my bedroom, as is a little picture of my mom and of my grandma. So they greet me first thing and last thing every day. And I talk to them.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yep. So with that, we'll go off this time. It's been really a treasure to be with you all. And we look forward to a wonderful week. Let's create, let's paint the picture. Every time we feel something going on negative, let's make a choice. Like, wait a minute, how would I like to see this? How would I like to shift this that we're seeing? If you're listening to the news, how would I like to shift that? Call in those guardian angels, yeah, and know that we are those. Aloha. Till next week. Oh, and by the way, Chanel, I should take a picture and show you where your painting is.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you could put it around a doorway. I've done that because it's too big.
No, it's way too big. It wouldn't fit around a doorway. I'll show you where I have it. Okay. Hello.